בכל זה שדיברנו בסתם יש ישראל, אבל אם נסחזת כבר בלאו הכי לעוד הראשו, מפני שנספרסים עליו כמה פעמים, שעובר בשעת נפש על איסור מהידועים לכל ישראל שהוא עושה כמי וכיוצא בזה, על איש כזה מותר לקבל, לשון הרע, again, if it's מוחזק, if it's well known, etc., על איש כזה, על איש כזה, it's מותר לקבל לשון הרע. Now, let's look at the Haggai over here. And the Haggai says, "V'im nishma alav rak pamachas shavar avera shel niyuf k'yetz abazed af shekol d'lo pasach dani yomu mechzo lozu alav kol ha'ir." So he says, a kol d'lo pasach is if the whole city is talking about it for a day and a half. V'gam ein lo oivim be'ir. And there's no oivim shenu chaloyim aleim sheimotziu akol. Okay, we have no reason to assume somebody is moitzi the koil. So the koil comes out naturally. And since the koil comes out naturally, and going, no nobody quieted it down. Sarich iun im ze bechlal sani shmuane shemutel levazoisei avorze. I have filu lekavel dozel lahachlet. So he's very not clear. What does this exactly mean? What are the cases? What's the case exactly? Alkoponim, everything requires a very specific hagdara in what's it called, the loposak. What's, you know, what does it mean he was nischazik, you know, as such a person? What does that even mean? Okay. Now. Vaita. V'im echad bo etzlei u'mesaper lo yesin yanov. And if a person comes and tells you his story, u'betoich sipur sipur le'ez davar shugnus la'atzman l'chaveri. What if someone tells you lashon hara about him and his friend at the same time? So, if you're believing me about what I said about myself, obviously, look, I'm telling you the truth, obviously. Because why would I lie about the other guy? So, Dr. Gemara, no, it's not a raya. The Chavetz Chaim, he says, Eino mutar la'amina rak la'atzma v'la chaver. Pagina, you believe him about what he said about himself. But not about what he said about his friends. Okay. Okay, weiter. Weiter. Zion. Let's learn. Let's go to Allah Zion. The Ata Nascha Levair Bezos Hashem. Din kabalas lashon hara miishu mehemet betray, oy mesiach lifitumay, oy dvar menikar. Now we're going to get into three new categories. There's a category called mesiach lifitumay, where someone says something in passing, and he's not trying to say something, you know, specific. So does he have any sort of nemanos on that? If he's mehemet betray, trust him, your brother. Another one is, I have Dvar Mani Karm. I have Dvar Mani Karm. And I have some sort of evidence that what's being said is true. So those are the three scenarios. So Zok the Gemara. Ve'af Shvaroi Vandinim Him Shavim. Even though all three things can be considered similar in general. I'm going to separate of these categories. There are some details. Okay, let's figure it out. So the first category is, I have someone that I believe 100%. I believe them. I trust them. even from my own personal stuff. I trust this person. So what's the din? Umasha kasav, you know, so it's asr. You're not allowed to believe him. Now, it's a little bit of a stira, because the Gemara says that, as you were brought down before, so I told you before that if you have a piece of information, you shouldn't even tell his Rebbe. Because what's the point? The Rebbe's not allowed to believe you. However, if you know that the Rebbe believes you, because you know the relationship with the Rebbe, right? If I call up a guy in Yeshiva, a Rebbe in Yeshiva, hi, I live in Miami. I saw one year Talmidim here on vacation, and he was doing XYZ, just letting you know.
Let's begin.
So, why would the Rebbe believe me?
This, I gave you a pencil, you got it?
So, if the Rebbe can't believe me, I shouldn't say anything. But
he may believe you,
huh? So if he knows me, if he knows you, if he knows somebody, if he knows the person, so maybe you remember. So Zok to Chavetz Chaim, if I know he'll believe me because I trust with for him, he's allowed to believe me. So then you could tell it to him. For Chavetz Chaim, I just but was that? But now we're learning Hilchos Kabbalah Lashon Hara. Sounds like you're not allowed to believe it even if he is Mehmet Kibetray. So that halacha becomes Shver now. Says Dr. Chaim, I knew Sham, that's over there. Shu davar shalafia emes mutal lasaper beganusa ever is that imla asa tshuva. Kiva shavar bemezet alavon davar mafursa. Shein litzos alav oy tshum schos. Because over there, I'm talking about something that if it's true, I'm allowed to say it.
Say.
So if I'm allowed to say it, and I'm a hemet betray, so then you're allowed to believe it. Because then I was permitted to say it to you. But here we're talking about it's not Lashon Hara. So even if you have a you can't believe it because the guy had no right to say it.
Over there was talking about again that it was
if it's true, he has permission to say it. Because it's a Teles, and it's an Aveira, and it's a reason he has a reason to say it. So if he has a heter to say it, and the only reason he can't say it is because Hagufa. There's no Toelas if he can't believe you. So if he could believe you, there's Toelas. And really, he's allowed to say he's allowed to believe you. The one is just there. But if.
No, because you're just saying over there's a Toelas or some reason why you would be.
The only reason you wouldn't be allowed to say it is because if he does can't believe you, there's no Toelas. So if he's going to believe you, there's Toelas. So he could say it. And he can believe you. But over here, we're talking about the guy Stam Zay. He's my best friend. I believe him to be Trey. Very nice. But he said, Lashon, you can't believe it. Right? You say the guy doesn't have good midas, the guy X, Y, and Z. So all those things, there's no heter to say it in the first place. There's no heter to say it, then of course you can't believe it.
You can't just say, let me move here.
Okay?
No. He has to say, I'm going to say, more armies over this than I'm going to say.
There's no heter on that. Very nice. It's not a sheker
meikar.
I wasn't allowed to say it. Ra'ak ladun l'kavschos. I should have done it l'kavschos. And therefore, it's not negeya. Okay, now obviously, I'm also over lifnei if I say it. Okay. So, on Kaponim, this is the first rule, Zakta Chafetz Chaim rule, that someone is trustworthy. You cannot believe what he tells you when it comes to Lashon Hara, unless you're permitted to say it. If you're permitted to say it, then if you're trustworthy, he can believe it. Okay? Good. So let's pick up tomorrow. That's the first step. But sorry, I was a little late today. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, Doc.